We're talking with Jerry Duncan, former University of Alabama player back in 1960s, played in the 60s, won two national titles, really ripped out of a third. We'll talk about that a little bit later. But you talked about the radio broadcast. I want you to tell this hunting trip. You told this before, but I think it's very unique to our audience. You were stopped by security when you were trying to get in to the Florida 1979 game. Share that story with us.
No, I mean, that's a true story. I mean, I hate to tell it because it's, people might think I'm crazy, but back then, you know, the security wasn't like it is now with everything that's happened since 9/11. But, you know, I had been on a dove hunt, and I had, before the dove hunt, we always had some, you know, people would bring target pistols and things, and you know, we'd do a little target practice and just fooling around before the dove hunt started. I had a little 25 pistol, which a 25 automatic pistol, which is a very small weapon, and I had it, and we spent the night, and I put it in a shaving kit that I had, and it, you know, obviously it was empty, so. But anyway, it stayed in that shaving, and it worked its way down to the bottom because I had checked this thing. But most of the time, I would put it in the suitcase, and you'd check it, and you know, so that, and I forgot it completely, just forgot about it being in there. So John and Doug and I are late to the airport to go to the Florida game, and get to the airport. I said, well, you don't have time to check your bag. So I ran that thing through there on that scanner, and I'm standing beside that lady. She said, there's a gun in here. And I was thinking, what is she talking about? And I said, oh, yeah, there he is. There is a gun in there. I said, take that thing out of there, and I'll just leave it with here. I knew all this. About that time, we knew a lot of guys at Delta. I said, just leave it with some of these guys at Delta. Well, let me tell you something. By that time, the police had already surrounded me, and they hauled me off over in the corner. And John and Doug got on the plane, and they were laughing that I'm over here with the policeman. And then they called the FBI in and read me my rights. And, of course, I think that they figured I wasn't going to hijack a plane, but they let me know real quick that this was a real serious deal. And so anyway, they asked me to give them some names of some people that they might know. And I gave them Bill Sellers' name, who's a guy who owned Baggett Transportation at that time. I'd worked for Bill. And then I said, well, I said, I guess y'all know Coach Paul Bryant. And I said, I'm... They of course they said, we've heard of him, and they played that game. So anyway, finally they said, okay, you know, you can go on, leave the gun here. They kept my gun for 6 months, and so anyway, I got the next flight out. I didn't get into the Gainesville till right, you know, about midnight, and I did have a message in my room when I got in to call Coach Bryant if I got in by a certain time, and so I called him, and he. He got on the phone. He was laughing about it. He said, I heard you had a little trouble up in Birmingham. And I said, yes, sir, I did. And he said, well, what did you tell them? And I said, well, they asked me for some people that I might know, that they might know. And I said, I gave them Bill Sellers' name. He knew Bill real well. And I said, and I gave him your name. And he said, what'd you give my name for? He acts like he's all mad because I'd given him his name, but anyway, I was telling anybody's name I could give.
That's right.
And that's a true story. That's a true story. I highly recommend people be very careful about that from now on.
I can tell
you, I never get on an airplane that I don't think about that.
I want to walk you back to another game when Kenny Stabler. I don't know exactly the game, but I was trying to do some research, and he thought it was. I guess he thought it was third down. It was a Tennessee game. I guess it was the infamous Tennessee game when Snake thought it was third down and threw it out of bounds to stop the clock. I'll let you pick up from there.
Well, you know, Sloan had gotten hurt, and Steve Sloan was a quarterback that year, and we had started off. You know, we had won the national championship. We were preseason number one. We go over to Georgia and get beat right off the bat. So. You know, we're you know, Coach Bryant's really pushing us hard. I mean, he was tough on us because, you know, we lost that first game, and, you know, Coach Bryant didn't like to lose, period. And so anyway, we got to Tennessee, and we'd obviously won, you know, all of them after that, except the Georgia game. So we get up there, and we marched down the field. We fumbled twice inside the 10. scores 7-7. And then Sloan gets hurt, and then Kenny comes in. Of course, Kenny's a sophomore. And, yeah, it was a, you know, it's just one of those deals where it was, I think the clock actually had third down, but the field marker, where they mark it on, it had fourth down. And we're trying to get, the field goal team on the field. So it was just a calamity of errors. And then Kenny thought, he just thought it was third down, so he was going to, and we had a play called 9-9 quick where you just, you haul a 9-9 quick, everybody lines up, and you're going to throw the ball out of bounds. That's what he did. He lined up, threw the ball out of bounds. Of course, we were on about the 10-yard line. All we had to do was, kick a field goal, and we're going to win the game 10-7. So it's, with about a minute and a half left, and then, of course, Tennessee just ran the clock out. They didn't even try to score. So
was that the maddest? I'm sorry. Was that the maddest you've ever seen Coach Bryant?
Well, he was extremely upset, but I think he was more upset. As a matter of fact, he told us, he said, I really think if I had just sent y'all up here and all the coaches and the assistant coaches that just stayed in Tuscaloosa, he said, if I just kept the Cisco and stayed down here and sent y'all to Birmingham, y'all would have won the game. He said, our benches were, well, he said, we weren't organized on the sidelines. He said, all kinds of errors here and there. And so he was upset. Yeah. He knew that I'm telling you, from that day on, we really hit our stride, and, we just got so lucky that, ran the table from there on out and had a big game against Auburn. We blasted Auburn pretty good. And then we get Coach Bryant worked his magic on the bowl situation, which he could do, and he got us back in the Orange Bowl against Nebraska, who at that time, when we were chosen, we were the third ranked team. No, Nebraska was the third ranked team. We were the fourth ranked team, and I forget. The two teams ahead of us, one and two, well, they played the day games on New Year's Day, and both of them got beat. So here we are. We're playing, three playing four for the national championship. I mean, it's not like the BCS, but bottom line, we were new. The winner was going to take the trophy home, and so it just worked out. And we had a great game. Steve Sloan played the game of his life, and Perkins had a great game. And it's just one of those things that we were so outmanned, and so it was 17-point underdog. So it was Coach Bryant. I think at that time, in my as far as I said, that was Coach Bryant's greatest coaching job. Now, I'm not saying he didn't have a lot more, maybe greater than that, on down the line. But at that time, that was his greatest coaching job. Just unbelievable job.
Jerry Duncan, a guy that has been a broadcaster at the University of Alabama, a player here at the University of Alabama, played in the 60s, won two national titles. Jerry Duncan, spending some time with us. Jerry, you're up in Birmingham, and you're still in the financial services, and when are you gonna retire?
I don't know. I'm telling you, man, I need to. I'm getting too old. But I work with a team of guys that we've all been together for a long time. Actually, one of my partners is Billy Richardson, who actually was in Coach Bryant's first freshman class when he was one of the first ones that Coach Bryant recruited from Jasper, Alabama, in 1958. He's one of my partners, and we've really had a great time in working with each other, and I don't know what I'm going to do. I don't like a bread to hang it up yet, but won't be long.
Well, Jerry,
let me say this, Brian. I gotta tell you, I'm so proud of that softball team.
Oh, amazing.
Yeah, definitely.
I mean, golly, isn't that not unbelievable?
Mm-hmm.
They are so good. They are so good. I mean, I'm so proud of them. Gosh, being down 3-0 there in the fourth and coming back and winning that game. They are so good. Coach Murphy and that group, they're just, man, can't say enough about them.
Great win.
Well, Jerry, as a fellow broadcaster, you know what the music is, don't you?
Yeah, I do, buddy. Y'all have fun.
They're gonna run me out of here. I just ran over a hard break, and you know what that means. I'll probably be in the doghouse.
You probably will. I enjoyed it, Ryan. You guys take care.
Jerry Duncan, very great conversation. We appreciate you, Mr. Duncan, for being part of our show here in Tuscaloosa.
My pleasure. Thanks, y'all.
Yes, sir.
Jerry Duncan, former players at the University of Alabama, former broadcaster for 24 years. We got a lot to do in the final 27 minutes, but your phone calls welcome on the other side, 342-9904 on 99.1 WDGM.